Task 2. Text 1.
I'm not going to go on the school trip to Spain next month. There are so many other things I can spend the money on, and I'm nervous about flying.
That's too bad. I was looking forward to going with you, but I suppose it's your choice.
I've never flown before, and my Spanish isn't that great. I don't even like speaking it. I'd rather save the money for a road trip this summer to the lakes.
That sounds like fun.
You can come along too if you like. What do you think?
Text 2.
StudyBoost is a free online study platform used by over 5 million students from KS3 to A level. It helps you remember things better by showing questions again and again at just the right time. This method is based on how the brain learns and helps students study twice as fast as usual revision guides. StudyBoost makes learning fun and keeps students more focused. You can create a free StudyBoost account anytime. Why use StudyBoost? It's 100% free for students and teachers. Includes over 1,000 courses for KS2, KS3, GCSE, and A-level, covering all exam boards. Teachers can use it to set tasks and see how students are doing. Proven to help students learn 2 times faster. Fun and interactive, so it's easier to stay motivated.
Text 3.
Today's guest is Dr. Taylor, an education expert who is here to tell us what schools might look like 50 years from now. Thank you for talking to us today.
Of course. I believe classrooms in the future will be very different from what we know today. Technology will play a much bigger role, and learning will be more flexible and personalised for each student.
When you say flexible, what do you mean exactly?
Well, students might not need to sit in the same classroom all day. They could learn from different places, at school, at home, or even online. Lessons will include more group projects, creative tasks, and real-world problem solving.
And what about the role of the teacher? Will that change too?
Definitely. Teachers will still be very important, but their role will change. They'll become more like coaches or guides helping students find answers, think critically, and stay motivated. With tools like artificial intelligence, teachers can better understand what each student needs and support them individually.
That sounds promising. But what about students who don't have good access to technology?
That's a real problem. In the future, governments and schools must work together to make sure all students have equal access to devices, the internet, and learning support, no matter where they live.
Will schools also focus more on life skills and not just academic subjects?
Absolutely. Future education will include teamwork, emotional intelligence, environmental awareness, and communication skills. The goal is to prepare students not just for exams, but for life.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor. It's exciting to hear how education could become more meaningful and inclusive.